founded in 2005 in Visakhapatnam, focused first on antiretroviral, ARV, APIs for HIV treatment. It became one of the world's largest ARV API producers and listed in December 2016. It diversified into oncology, cardiovascular APIs, a CDMO arm and, from 2021, biologics. By financial year 2025, revenue topped rupees 5,000 crore as CDMO and biologics reduced its ARV concentration. 2005, Dr. Satyanarayan Chava founds Laurus Labs in Visakhapatnam, focused first on antiretroviral, ARV, APIs for HIV treatments. 2010, it becomes one of the world's largest ARV API producers. December 2016, Laurus Labs lists at rupees 428. 2019, it diversifies into oncology and cardiovascular APIs and adds a custom synthesis CDMO arm. 2021, a biologics platform begins, and the stock compounds rapidly through COVID as oncology and CDMO revenue scale. 2023, the ARV cycle softens as global treatment guidelines change, and the stock corrects from its highs. 2024, first biologics revenue arrives and the custom synthesis order book scales. Financial year 2025, revenue tops rupees 5,000 crore, profit recovers from financial year 2024 lows, and the CDMO share of revenue keeps expanding. 2025, diversification away from ARV concentration shows in the revenue mix. A new biologics facility at Visakhapatnam is commissioned, and CDMO and biologics are flagged as the primary growth drivers. 2026, the biologics platform scales, CDMO grows, and ARV stabilizes at a smaller share of revenue. Laurus Labs carries one of the strongest scientific platforms in Indian pharma. Antiretroviral APIs were the first chapter, CDMO, biologics and custom synthesis are the next three, and the stock cycles around the visibility of each transition. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point. Laurus has one of the strongest science platforms in Indian pharma. ARV was the first chapter, and CDMO, biologics and synthesis are the next three. The compounders are the ones that earn the right to a second chapter on the back of the first, and the share price tends to move with the market's confidence in each new transition. This is general information, not investment advice.